Before we talk about the 1980s in any more detail, tell me about your practice as it was when you arrived in 1978.
I was very fortunate to be offered a partnership in the local practice, about a mile from my home, although it did mean that you kind of lived on the job, really, and took work home. Though I suppose I was fortunate in being able to cut off from work and do family things as well. The senior partner was a delightful person who had been in the Royal Navy, and he had he said that if he hadn't been a doctor, he would have liked to have been a plumber, and that plumbing was very easy because just like Lego. Now, he didn't talk a lot, and his writing was pretty well illegible, as seems to be expected of GPs. And when I came to the practice, patients would tell me about him, because I came with great enthusiasm and new ideas, of course, as one does. And I would say, well, there is a treatment for your condition now that we could try. And they would say, oh, no, no. Dr. Vita said that I'd never recover from it, and I'd have to live with it. And so I do. And they did. And they didn't want to change things, and they had adjusted to the situation, didn't want to try anything new. I learned a lot from him about how to manage things in general practice. It was kind of intuitive medicine, and he would tell people, he would say, you're going to recover, but it's going to take a long time. It's going to take about 7 weeks. And they would say to me with wide eyes, do you know that by the 6th week I could feel that I was getting better, and it took exactly 7 weeks for me to get completely well? And then they would say, he saved my life, you know. He told me, that there was something wrong with me, which I knew, but I didn't know at first whether it was serious or not. But I could tell from the look on his face. And then they would go and say, either they would say, I could tell by the look on his face that it was all right. Or sometimes they would say, but I could tell it was very, very serious and very bad, because he would get all hot and bothered, and he scribbled things very fast and didn't look at me, and I knew that it was something bad. And then they also said things about the certificates. I need a certificate, please, doctor. And when I wrote out what they were suffering from on the certificate, I remember one young man looking at it very critically and saying, but I can read this. And I'd say, yes. And he'd say, well, when Dr. Vita wrote it, you couldn't read what was wrong with me. And that's what he wanted.